The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 7. The Pharisees and the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered together to oppose him. They had noticed that some of his disciples ate their bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands, and were finding fault with him about it. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they first wash their hands diligently, adhering to the tradition of their elders. Furthermore, when they come from the marketplace, they don't eat unless they bathe themselves first. And there are many other such regulations which they observe concerning the washing of cups, pots, brass vessels, and sleeping furniture. And so the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Isaiah prophesied very accurately about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their worship of me is futile, teaching men's rules as their doctrine.'" That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. "You discard the commandment of God and obsessively hold on to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You set aside the commandment of God so that you may keep your own tradition. For example, Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who speaks evil of his father or mother should be put to death.' But you say that if a man says to his father or his mother, 'Whatever assistance I might have been to you is korban,' that is to say, given to God, he is discharged from doing anything for his father or his mother. By teaching this, you invalidate the word of God by your tradition, which you have delivered to the people to keep. And you do many other similar things also." Then he called the multitude to him again and said to them, "All of you listen to me and understand. There is nothing from outside of a man which, entering into his mouth, can defile him. But the things which come out of a man's mouth are the things which defile the man. If anyone has hearing ears, let him hear." And when he had entered into the house, away from the multitude, his disciples asked him about this parable. And he said to them, "Are you also so lacking in understanding? Don't you see that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot defile him? This is because it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, through the bowels, and is eliminated, thus cleansing all foods." And he said, "It is that which comes out of a man which defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, come evil thoughts, adultery, sexual relationships outside of marriage, murders, robbery, greediness, corruption, deceitfulness, sexual impurity, lack of generosity, slander, arrogance, and unholy living. All these evil things come out from within and defile the man." Having left there, he went to the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered into a house, not wanting anyone to know about it, yet he could not be hidden. But very soon a woman who had a little daughter with an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and prostrated herself at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race, and she pleaded with him to cast out the demon from her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." But she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the small dogs under the table eat from the little morsels which the children drop." And he said to her, "Because of this saying, go on your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And she went back to her house and found the child lying on the bed, and the demon had left. Returning from the borders of Tyre, he came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the middle of the region of Decapolis. And they brought someone who was deaf and had a speech impediment to him, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And he took him aside privately, away from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears. Then he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, "Ephatha," which means, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke clearly, and he ordered them to tell no one. But the more he admonished them, the more they told everyone about it. And they were totally astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. This is the end of Mark, chapter 7.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.